Step through the main doors of the Humber River Hospital and you might at first believe that you have entered a spacious hotel lobby rather than a medical facility. And while it might be difficult to be envious of anyone stuck in a hospital, Humber River aims to be different. And as Ontario's Premier Kathleen Wynne pointed out during the official opening ceremonies, not just different, but a model.
What we're doing in this province is we're building on our strengths to position Ontario as a key player in the knowledge economy of the 21st century. And I think all of us should be very, very proud of that because people will be coming, already have been coming from around the world to look at what has been done here.
Humber River is state of the art. Barb Collins is the chief operating officer and the head of the hospital's redevelopment. She says one of the main areas that's been revolutionized is the patient's room.
We were really looking at how we could improve the patient experience. We had the opportunity to create mostly single patient rooms, and that gives you an opportunity to redesign your care, draw the family into the care, and resolve some of the issues that patients found frustrating and some of the issues our staff found frustrating.
A computer console sits beside a patient's bed with an array of possibilities. Collins says patients can even access their own medical charts and records as soon as the physician's comfortable that he's talked to them.
He will post them and they'll be available for them. Patients order their meals here. They can Skype with their family. They can check their email. There are books that they can read or have read to them, radio. It is also a nurse call system.
Vehicle is approaching.
And there's the automated guided vehicle, which helps get supplies and drugs up 13 floors.
Please remove object and path of vehicle.
There are also robots that mix drugs and machines that process blood samples within minutes and automatically enter the results into electronic records and some of the latest medical equipment available. And there are advances in environmental controls featuring more than 40% less energy consumption and 35% less water use. Reuben Devlin is the president and CEO of the hospital.
Lean, green, and digital. Lean is efficiency. Green being environmentally friendly, and digital, using the latest technology.
The new technologies have not come at the expense of jobs. In fact, the hospital has hired 700 new employees. The Ontario Nurses Union isn't completely on board yet. Vicky McKenna is the vice president. She says the union is taking a wait-and-see approach on Humber.
It's early days there, but the electronic pieces of it, or the digital pieces of it, these are all quite labor-intensive at this point, and the nurses are concerned that it takes them, that the coding and the information inputting that they're required to do takes them away from a patient instead of bringing them closer to a patient. They believe there's lots of bumps yet in that digital system.
McKenna also says the nurses believe they would have more time with patients and not less, but that's not happening yet. Still, 10 years after the redevelopment was approved and 4 years since the groundbreaking, and in an atmosphere of cost-cutting, downsizing, and political obstacles, a lot is riding on the success of North America's first fully digital hospital. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.